The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5. 107.5.
Hello, CCFM listeners. If it's Monday afternoon, you must be listening to Life Lessons with Andre, the Big Positive Guy. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to all our hearts, and that's health and wellness. So as we step into this new year, let's commit to prioritizing our well-being. Stick around as we explore some key action steps to make 2024 your healthiest and happiest year yet. As always, I'd like to start with a little story. And this one, again, is quite personal. In 2021, as I was about to celebrate my birthday, I was diagnosed with a stage 4 malignant melanoma. And that really spoiled the start of my year. But one of the things that we immediately did is we looked for support, and we managed to find that in a young lady called Tina B. Now, Tina is an exceptional woman. She is the South Africa's and Africa's longest lasting survivor of a heart and double lung transplant, and is a hope and surgery coach. And what happens is that her story so motivated me. She encouraged us. But when I listened to her story, she was born without a valve in her heart, 3 holes in her heart, and her arteries leading to her lungs were incomplete. And over a period of time, she slowly regressed. Her parents were told that she wouldn't live past 10, and she managed to make it up until the age of 30. But at age 30, she was lying in bed 20 hours a day, on oxygen, unable to brush her own hair and brush her teeth because she was just that weak and tired. And then came along a donor who provided her with a heart and double lung transplant. Today, it's 12 years later. And the story that I want to tell you about Tina is that Tina walks around and teaches what it's like to live while you're still alive. And so till today, she helps me. Here's the miracle. The cancer's gone. And I think that she had a large part to play in that change. And most of it was in my mind and from a spiritual point of view. But here's the exciting part, is that there are still steps that I can take to make my health better. And those are some of the steps today that I want to go through with you and just share with you that have really made so much of a difference in my life. The first thing is nutrition. Health begins with what we put into our bodies. So start with mindful nutrition. It's not about diets and it's not about various different forms of things. It's what works for you. So instead of restrictive diets, rather focus on nourishing your body with wholesome, nutritious foods. It's not about holding back. It's not about deprivation. It's about making choices that promote our health and our vitality. The second one is the easiest and sometimes the most difficult of the lot, and it's free. It's called water. Well, hydration is so often overlooked, and if you go to see how many people get ill purely because they haven't had enough liquid into their bodies. Some people call it the elixir of life, that sort of magic potion. It's the cornerstone of having a good, healthy body. Make a conscious effort to drink more water during the day. I'm not really a follower of the 2 liters a day. I think there's different sizes of bodies and for different people. But drink more and you'll find that it fuels your body, but also supports your mental clarity and your overall feeling of well-being. The next one is movement, regular physical activity. I'm not talking about running around the block. I'm not talking about extreme effort. I'm not talking about going to the gym. I'm talking about movement. Movement is medicine, and the prescription is free. If you just get up and regularly do things, I know everyone speaks about, you know, take the stairs, not the lift. It's simple things like that. Park 100 meters away from the entrance to the shopping center and do that little extra bit of walking. Do some gardening, clean the house, do whatever it needs to be. It doesn't have to be intense. Find activities that you enjoy, and whether it's a walk or a dance or yoga, the key is to be consistent. The other one also happens to be free of sleeping and sleeping well. Quality rest is essential for overall health, and it creates a good routine for you. It limits your screen time before you go to bed. Put that phone down. Don't watch TV. Just create a nice restful environment and make sure that your body and mind have a good enough rest so that you're functioning well for the next day. How many hours? It depends. I've seen people functioning very well on 5 or 6 hours. I know people that need 9 or 10. It's up to you. You'll know when you're ready. One of the keys that I always do is I don't use an alarm clock. And so if I wake up in time, for my day, and I know that I've woken up and I'm feeling rested, then I don't need to worry about an alarm clock. And I normally need around about 8 hours a day. So get yourself some good quality sleep. One of the biggest killers today is stress. Stress is inevitable in our lives, but how we manage it makes all the difference. So explore looking after your stress with things like meditation, prayer, deep breathing, speaking to people to support yourself, making sure that your mental health is in good order is a crucial aspect of being well. And lastly, but not least, make sure to have a regular checkup with the doctor once every 6 months, once a year. Go in and just ask the doctor to have a look. Just see everything. It's like a good service for your car. If you service your car regularly, it lasts for a long time. It's exactly the same with us. So today, as we wrap up the session, just remember health is a journey. It's not a destination. Embrace your nutrition. Make sure that you get liquid into your body. Move your body and prioritize quality sleep. Manage your stress and build up some good habits and have regular safety checkups. And I just want to say to you today is this is that one glass ball that you can throw up in there that you cannot drop. Your health is the one thing that you never, ever going to be changed when it's gone. So this is Andre, the Big Positive Guy, signing off and wishing you a year filled with vibrant health and well-being. And until next time, till next Monday, stay positive and take care of yourselves.
The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5. 107.5.